From Maine Public Radio and MainePublic.org, I'm Nora Flaherty with the news on this day in Maine, Friday, September 13th, 2019.
This Day in Maine is made possible by listeners like you and by the Dempsey Challenge. Run, walk, or bike this September to help the Dempsey Center support those impacted by cancer. DempseyChallenge.org. And Douglas Ridge, a Unity Technologies eco-conservation subdivision in Brunswick, committed to net zero home design. More at douglasridge.com.
The man whose house in Dixmont was blown up by a Maine State Police bomb last year is now suing the officers involved, as well as an official from the State Attorney General's office. Michael Grindel's attorney, David Bates, says his client deserves compensation.
You know, brought back to baseline where he was before this thing happened. We also would like to get the attention of law enforcement in terms of them considering this kind of conduct in the future.
In June of 2018, Maine State Police were dispatched to Grindel's home after receiving a call that he was experiencing a mental health crisis and needed help. After they spent 20 hours trying to draw Grindel outside, officers detonated a bomb, which leveled the house and severely injured Grindel. The state attorney general's office declined to comment on the lawsuit. Meanwhile, a statewide phone support line for people with mental health issues will be reduced from a 24-hour service to a 7-hour daily service next year, under a proposed new state contract. As Patty White reports, the proposed change is drawing criticism and concern from the mental health community.
The Intentional Warm Line offers peer-to-peer phone support for people facing non-crisis mental health situations. And Simone Mallon of the Consumer Counsel System of Maine, which represents mental health consumers, says it gets a lot of use.
The Warm Line currently takes 25,000 to 30,000 calls a year, and that's only with two staff on during the day and evening and one on the overnight.
Mallon says it's a vital service in particular for people who live in rural areas and lack transportation. That's why she's concerned that the state plans to reduce its hours of operation by two-thirds, from 5 p.m. to midnight. No one from DHHS was available for an interview, but in an email, a spokeswoman said that the department is taking feedback about its proposal under review. Sweetser is the current operator of the Warm Line and says its annual cost is $435,000. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm Patty White.
And Maine has returned nearly $400,000 to the federal government over a no-bid contract granted during the LePage administration. The Portland Press-Herald reports the government discovered the no-bid contract while auditing federal crime victim funds given to Maine from 2014 to 2017. The state returned the money in February. In weather tonight, we'll have clouds increasing with lows in the high 30s to the mid-40s. Tomorrow, showers moving north to south starting in the morning with highs in the mid-50s to the low 70s. And on Sunday, partly sunny in most of the state with clouds in the north and highs in the mid-60s to low 80s.
This past week on Maine Calling, Monday, preparing for emergencies. Tuesday, inconspicuous consumption. Wednesday, the latest on Afghanistan. Thursday, the clam harvest in Maine. And Friday, actor Patrick Dempsey.
And what we're doing is more of a holistic side, and it needs to go hand in hand as soon as someone is diagnosed. How do you help them on an emotional level?
Maine Calling, online anytime at mainecalling.org.
Maine native Patrick Dempsey's best known for his role on the TV medical drama Grey's Anatomy. He's back in the state getting ready for the annual Dempsey Challenge. It's a run, walk, cycle fundraising event for the Patrick Dempsey Center for Cancer, Hope, and Healing, which he opened in 2008 in his hometown of Lewiston. Dempsey spoke with Maine Calling's Jennifer Rooks about the work of the center, which was founded in honor of his mother, Amanda Dempsey, who died of ovarian cancer 5 years ago.
Yeah, my mother was a remarkable woman in so many ways. She was diagnosed with ovarian cancer in 97 and fought it for 17 years. There were 12 reoccurrences in that period of time, and it was a profound impact on our family. And thank goodness for my sister Mary, who was a co-founder in the Dempsey Centers. She worked at the hospital at Central Maine Medical, where my mother was being treated, and she really helped us navigate that process. And when you get that information, you feel so helpless. And what can you do to support the loved one who's been diagnosed? And thank God for my sister understanding how to navigate the hospital and the doctors and being able to interpret what it is that they were saying. And at that point, it was like, you know, what are other families doing? you know, how are they managing this? And that's how it kind of got started. And I did an endorsement deal with Amgen for the Tour de California, which was a cycling event. And there was the Breakaway from Cancer initiative that was part of that. And that's really opened my eyes to wellness center supportive therapy.
So that's where you got the idea for a wellness center supported therapy.
Yes. And it was a way to give back and to help support my mother. It was something that you want to feel empowered. You want to be, and that was something that I could contribute. And certainly at that point, it was really at the height of all of the heat of Grey's Anatomy, and to be able to parlay that visibility to do something positive in Maine, and certainly in the community I grew up in, was a real eye-opener for me. And it was nice to be able to contribute.
Here we are. You founded the center in 2008. It's 2019. How has what you envisioned back then changed, morphed, grown as we sit here in 2019, preparing for another Dempsey Challenge?
Our goal is to reach everyone who is diagnosed in Maine. There's about 8,000 people every year newly diagnosed, and we want to be able to reach them. We're reaching about 2,500 people now, and that's our goal, to expand in a sustainable way to do that. The big turning point for me was, you know, initially we were really involved because of my mother, and then when we lost her, it was really a difficult moment for us as a family. I stepped back for a little bit to think about it, and then I was like, you know what, I'm committing to this full-time starting in 2015, actually. My mother passed away in 14, and I made a decision to get back. I try to get back for once a month for a week to understand what's going on. And I've learned a lot by going there and to come in contact with the clients who come through the door. I learned so much in those encounters.
That is a commitment.
Absolutely, but it's worth it. I love being in Maine. I'm from Maine. I always feel at home here. And to be able to do something that's positive, and I get a lot of inspiration from Stephen King and the work that he does and giving back to this state and the things that he... And I think that's important for the young people in the state to get out, travel, see the world, learn, and then come back with that knowledge and give back to the community. You can make a big difference in your own backyard. That's the thing to remember. And it's just one step. One positive action will beget another one.
That's actor Patrick Dempsey. He spoke with Maine Calling's Jennifer Rooks. The Dempsey Challenge, an annual run, walk, cycle event for the Patrick Dempsey Center for Cancer Hope and Healing, is September 28th and 29th. And that's today's Maine News. For more stories, visit mainepublic.org. Have a great weekend. I'm Nora Flaherty.